This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is Thursday. It is 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's that part of the week I look forward to every single week. It's time to hear from Bad Tiki. And Bad Tiki, of course, is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. For those that have never heard Bad Tiki, let me just give you this warning. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. All right, it's Super Bowl week, the biggest week in sports, and we are joined, as always, by the one and only Bad Tiki, Bad Tiki.
Oh, you don't know.
What?
That's cute. That's real cute. I'm in New Orleans, baby.
Oh.
The Big Easy, NOLA, the Crescent City, the host city of the Super Bowl, where actual celebrities go for the biggest week in sports. Unlike you pack of sad freaks stuck in a studio like a couple of jabronis doing local traffic updates, Bad Tiki walks among the stars in New Orleans.
All right, we get it, Bad Tiki. You're in New Orleans, but why are you in New Orleans? You don't even like football.
Ah, my sweet, naive, washed-up running back. You think Super Bowl week is just about the game? No, no, no. It's about the parties, the VIP suites, the ladies of the night, the all-night benders with me and my pal Raji. Any celebrity worth a damn is in New Orleans this week. You know who's not in New Orleans? You guys. Guess that says a lot. Bad Tiki and Raji paint the town red.
Yeah, well, Bad Tiki, some of us have actual jobs to do. And who the hell is Raji?
The commish, Roger Goodell. Ever heard of him? But enough about your failures. Let's talk about my success. See, while you two are playing make-believe radio hosts, I am here in New Orleans for a much bigger reason. I'm here to do what I do best, making sure the right team wins the Super Bowl, if you know what I mean.
No, Bad Tiki, what the heck do you mean?
Come on, Evan. Everybody knows there is a script. Bad Tiki writes the script. Bad Tiki is the Martin Scorsese of the NFL. Bad Tiki is the Stephen King of the NFL. Bad Tiki is the Dr. Seuss of the NFL. Bad Tiki is the script. Bad Tiki Shakespeare.
But Bad Tiki, why would you rig the Super Bowl?
Because, my dear simple-minded potato head with legs, the longer the Chiefs keep winning, the more time I get to spend in the exclusive ultra-elite suite with Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds. You know who else is in that suite? Blake Lively, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, and who else? Not you losers! Elite!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bad Tiki and his famous Hollywood best friends.
Wait, so let me get this straight. You've been fixing Chiefs games just so you can hang out with Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds?
Wrong again, Evan. Uh-huh. Stupid, flaming, hot Cheeto head. My buds Taylor and Ryan are trying to get in the suite with Bad Tiki. You can say Bad Tiki is the belle of the ball, but very handsome and super tall. We are best friends. They laugh at all my jokes and do my bidding. But I'm working on a way to get rid of that pesky, overexposed Kelce family. Why does everyone pretend to like them? Bad Tiki never pretends. Bad Tiki is authentic. Authentic Bad Tiki is going to push out the whole Kelce family. Check out this plan. Once Mama Kelce falls in love with Bad Tiki, the rest of the dominoes will fall. Best writer, Bad Tiki. Romance writer, Bad Tiki.
Okay, how are you exactly pulling this off?
Oh, it's been beautiful. First, I bought off the referees, all of them, every single one. It wasn't even hard. You ever see an NFL ref's salary? These guys are out here making less than a decent wedding DJ. I just slid them a couple of Bad Tiki coins, promised them all. Expenses paid trips to my private island that I inherited from my good friend Jeffrey. May he rest in peace. And boom, instant chief favoritism. More wins means more games. More games means more influence and control over the Swifties and whoever likes Ryan Reynolds. Idiots.
There have been accusations by fans that officials favor the Chiefs, so this does explain it all, Bad Tiki.
Shawnee, when Bad Tiki and Raji hit the town, we come up with some great ideas. I've been using Goodell and his influence to get my scripts implemented, and in return, Raji wants in the Bad Tiki Elite Suite. I have enough blackmail in the commissioner to predict the next 11 seasons. I know all Raji's secrets. Bad Tiki is too smart and too tall.
Bad Tiki, this is absolutely absurd. I don't believe a word of this.
You know what I don't believe? If the Mavs had enough sense to trade away their fatty Luka, what are you guys still doing with Marash? He's fat. You can trade him. It's okay to trade fat people now for being fat. Bad Tiki deals away the fats. Bye-bye, Shawnee. Wee. Oink, oink, wee. Don't forget to write if you know how. Bad Tiki is so bad.
Bad Tiki. I think we... Don't worry, Sean. I think we're going to keep Sean. Now, Bad Tiki, before you go, are you happy about the Alonzo thing? He's coming back.
I'm very disappointed in the Pete news.
What?
Pete had no offers. Nobody wanted him. It was a perfect opportunity for me to strike. And then the Mets swoop in and take him back. If he isn't playing baseball, what can he do? He's useless. I was going to make him an offer to become a Tiki. As one of my over 90,000 Tikis, we could have really made some strides in my master plan. I think the Mets got wind of my offer and finally brought Pete back. You're welcome, Mets fans. You're dead to me, Pete Alonso. Wait, negative Tommy? What the heck are you doing in New Orleans?
Bad Tiki is telling the truth. He is pure evil. He wanted Pete to sell him his soul to become a Tiki and work endlessly in one of his many Bad Tiki sweatshops. Everything Bad Tiki said was true, too. He rigged the Super Bowl, and Sean is fat. Bad Tiki, please. End your reign of terror. Bad Tiki, stop eating all the buffalo chicken dip. It's for the big game. Hurry, Bad Tiki. We are going to be late for the Bayou adventure. I want to see the alligators. I do love me some gators.
Mrs. Roberts makes the best buffalo chicken dip.
that.
Thanks, Negative Tommy. You're a sweetheart. Okay, time to go on Bad Tiki's Bayou Adventure. Tonight I'm going to conjure up all the dead voodoo spirits of New Orleans. Let's see what happens. Negative Tommy wants to see some gators. That guy loves the gators. Okay, losers, my fan boat is here. Bad Tiki out.
All right, thank you very much, Bad Tiki. Every Thursday, 4:30, so you can either avoid the show or make sure you're listening. Bad Tiki is, I remind you, he's a sentient, AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking in a sermon when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Sean, that the fat part made me laugh the most.
I'm going to get rid of you because you're fat.
I don't mind being called fat. It's just labeling us as the fats, I think, was a bigger issue.
Fat! That may have been a problem. All right, real quick before we get to your calls, Malik Nabers did a host of interviews down on Radio Row. And I was very impressed by a lot of what Malik Nabers said. First, here's a question. I give credit because I think Adam Schein was the one who asked the question. Do you think Shedeur Sanders is a good fit with the New York Giants?
I mean, if he fits all the right, you know, attributes that, you know, Dave's in them want, then, you know, we'll welcome him with open arms. You know, we'll feed him all, you know, the right, you know, things for him to come in and be successful. You know, we don't want the rookie coming in and, you know, New York media, you already know how it is, you know. But I feel like he's used to the media already. He's around it a lot, so it won't really have an effect on him. His real main focus will be to, you know, try to win games. So, you know, I think that would be, you know, a very successful pick, you know, if they would like to pick him, you know, if he's available. I'm sure they wouldn't shy away from not picking him, but, you know, the draft is the draft. I'm sure they're going to make a great decision on when that time comes.
I was so...
That's actually a very mature and thoughtful answer.
That's what I'm saying.
That was great, actually.
Did you expect something else?
I don't know what I expected, but that was great.
I'll say this about Malik Nabers. We were trending in such a bad direction with his post-game press conferences in November, if you remember.
Yeah, it was frustration.
And it was frustration, but he flipped at such a hard time in December where that was like he got talked to or something.
Right.
And he has been basically aces with these answers since.
I would say that's actually the best answer one can give because it's easy to say, Shedeur is awesome. Like, I love him. Right. Remember I caught some balls from him in the street in New York City. Instead, the first thing he said was... If that's what the Giants are looking for.
Right.
Like, he put it on Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Right. I thought that was a very mature answer.
Right. I trust them to make the right decision.
Right.
And if they get here, they're going to get him right.
And I think, and I don't know if someone told him this. I don't know if he thought about it, like, ahead of time, like, this is chess he's playing. The reason why that's such a great answer is if he just puts over Shedeur, let's say he just falls into it and says, Shedeur's great, he's right. That, I love him, blah, blah, blah. You now create new layers of questions if the Giants don't take Shedeur Sanders.
Right. Why? You know, are you upset?
Right.
Yeah, it creates a downstream question that you don't want to answer.
And he avoided that by basically saying, I trust the Giants.
Or if they draft Cam Ward, then it becomes, well,
exactly.
Malik was pumping up Shedeur,
exactly.
And now they both have to answer questions
That's
like
a
that.
Great point.
It was a great answer. It was bulletproof. It was perfect. He's then asked, and this is with Pro Football Talk, what are you looking for in a quarterback? Take a listen to these answers, because this is very interesting. And I'm curious if Joe Shane listens to what his number one wide receiver and best offensive player by far, not named Andrew Thomas, says. Here's his answer on what you're looking for in a quarterback.
Really no preference. You know, I just want a guy that's able to, you know, lead the team to wins, be a leader in that locker room, you know, be able to lead the offense when we're out there, be a leader. You know, we need a leader in that offensive role. You know, so next year I'm a step up and be that for sure. But I'm also need a few guys with me. You know, I would want to have a vet in there if we decide to pick a rookie.
Ooh.
In my eye, you know, I would want a vet to be also, you know, in that same room with that rookie, teaching him some stuff. So when he's out there, you know, he's not just out there, you know, in his head. He have to be the savior of this team. You know, that's a lot to put on especially a rookie.
Yeah.
And a younger guy to be coming into a new league and trying to lead the team to, you know, be undefeated or, you know, a conference championship. So just having a veteran in that locker room.
I love how he said undefeated.
Right.
Yeah, undefeated.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's just work on winning a few divisional games there, Malik.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.